This is KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. In December of 2017, an explosion at an oil and gas site was reported in Windsor. It was right before Christmas, and the limited media reports noted it was quickly contained. Also, no homes were damaged, and while one worker was badly burned, no one died like it happened in Firestone earlier in the year. But journalists Jason Plautz and the Story Group's Daniel Glick continued looking into that Windsor explosion to find out how it affects a community when oil and gas operations go wrong. Their story is in the most recent edition of High Country News, and I spoke with Jason Plautz about what they found, and here's part of our conversation. What was it about this situation that you wanted to look into it more? Was there something that kind of tipped you off that there might be more of a story there?
What drew me to the story was actually there's a researcher who's mentioned in the story, Detlev Helmig at University of Colorado, INSTAR. He runs a monitoring station here in Boulder that's designed to pick up emissions associated with the oil and gas industry. And even though it's in Boulder, there's not drilling directly in Boulder, his monitor picks up what is believed to be activity from, you know, Weld County and the surrounding region. In going back through his data from that night, he noticed a pretty enormous spike in some of the volatile organic compounds that are associated with fracking. And he said, well, this, you know, did some backtracking, looked at the wind patterns and said, it's one data point. We don't know, but it looks like there was a pretty big release of gas in the hours before this explosion would have happened. You know, just having that data point there, it made me curious, you know, what could have happened? You know, why was this monitor picking it up? Did anything else pick it up? And that's how I started digging into it.
Can you just tell me a little bit about the process of, you know, really unearthing what actually happened that night and finding some of that data that showed that this was really a near miss for a disaster?
Well, a lot of that information just came from firsthand interviews. We talked to a site supervisor who was working for a contractor on site that night. We talked to some of the inspectors who were there. But I think one thing that really struck us in reporting this story was how little we can learn from the actual official reports that were filed. We looked at the report that Extraction Oil and Gas, which was the operator of the site, filed with the state just a couple months after the accident happened. And you really cannot learn what happened from that file. Now, part of it is we don't know exactly what happened. It's really hard to know exactly what happened in that moment. There are a lot of possibilities for where the gas came from. There are a lot of possibilities for where the spark came from. And, you know, sometimes it's just impossible to know what it was. But if you look at this report, it really cannot specify anything. It's a whole laundry list of possible causes for the leak, for the spark, et cetera. And it really took us interviewing people who were there, interviewing people familiar with the site, and then confirming with some of the federal reports that came out from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA. They did an investigation, and they ended up fining Coulter Energy, which was the contractor on site. That helped us get some more specificity. But, you know, one thing we learned was really looking over what is required to be filed with the state. It's not necessarily the level of specificity that, you know, some neighbors or city officials may want to see.
As you kind of kept looking at this data, talk to me a little bit about what the industry and what state officials were telling you.
You know, what we heard from industry officials and from state officials was a lot about how safe this industry is. You know, we hear a lot about the Windsor explosion, Firestone, the battery explosion in Mead. But they're pointing out, look, there's activity happening every day, you know, pretty much every hour of every day with no incident. So Todd Hartman, who's a spokesman for the Department of Natural Resources, State Department of Natural Resources, he told us any spill or fire is one too many, and we continue to work hard to reduce those events. He said, based on the 55,000 active wells in the state, 116 accidents, which was a tally that came in a study that was done a couple years ago, he said that's one event every 1,573,276 well days, or days a well is operated. So the message was really, you know, these are isolated events. for the most part, this industry operates very safely.
So, I mean, when you went out and started talking to community members, did they know that this activity was happening so close to their homes? And how did they feel about the safety of these sites?
If there's an active well or an active operation near your house, you're going to be aware. You're going to hear it. And we saw noise complaints, vibration complaints about this particular site, the Stromberger site, the one that was the site of this explosion and fire. You know, neighbors had filed complaints with the state of Colorado, the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. But what really struck my co-author and I when we were reporting the story was the psychological effect of this fire. You know, we talked to neighbors who were close enough to hear it, to feel it. You know, they described seeing their windows shaking and moving in. There's a woman that we quote in the story, Carly Robinson. She has a fracking operation really just beyond her backyard fence. I mean, it's close enough that you're standing in her front yard, you just sort of turn your head around the house and you can see it. And, you know, she talked about that night she was able to hear the explosion, feel it, went outside and she could see the flames. And all of a sudden she turns around and says, you know, I have one of these in my backyard. And she calls the operator and leaves a message and says, I need to know that I'm safe. I need to know that my family is safe.
What do you hope that regular Coloradans will take away from your reporting?
You know, I just hope that there's more consideration into some of the impacts of the proximity of these sites. If you're not in Weld County, even if you're not close to one of these sites, it's hard to understand really just how close they can be to people's homes or to schools, you know, or to neighborhoods or apartment buildings or what have you. You know, a lot of the people that we talked to who were sort of psychologically affected or, you know, scared of the blast or heard the blast, they were within a mile radius. They were not necessarily close to the Stromberger site during this incident, but they're still affected. So I think that would be it, is, you know, really just getting an understanding of what does it mean to live close to these sorts of operations and what happens when something goes wrong and there's an explosion, there's a fire, there's a public safety hazard. That's what everybody is trying to avoid, but these are complex sites and sometimes the worst case does happen.
That was journalist Jason Plautz. He co-reported an article about the aftermath of an oil and gas explosion in Windsor with Daniel Glick of the Story Group, and their story can be found in the most recent issue of High Country News. For KUNC, I'm Kyra Buckley.